I guess we should start from the beginning. I am one of two children born into an abusive marriage. We grew up poor on the outskirts of Bedford, PA. My dad, Ray, was an alcoholic and schizophrenic. We never did get along. He even tried to kill me twice. My mama, Florence, that woman was good to me, but was always in poor health. On her deathbed, she attempted to tell me something about my father that she said would change my life forever. But unfortunately, she died before she could ever reveal that secret. My brother always kept to himself, reading books and listening to the radio. You have to understand, first and foremost, that my head is a dark and cluttered place, all because of that. You see, I wasn't born a psychopath. I was a shy and lonely child. I believed that all the other kids in my class were getting more attention than I was. I started fantasizing about what people's lives were like around me as I window shopped with my mama. In reality, I was fantasizing about being someone else. Somebody important. After my mama died, me and my brother went to live with our grandparents. That's when this rage began to build up inside of me. It was like a fire that I couldn't put out. To pacify this rage, I started killing small animals. You know, squirrels, rabbits, mice, birds. Until my grandparents took my gun away. Then I just started doing it with my bare hands. Until I finally met Angie. She was the love of my life. She understood me. She saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. We dated through high school and eventually got married and moved to a small town in Mystic, Connecticut. And that's when it all started to fall apart. Again.
We moved to Mystic in 1985 into a small two-bedroom house in a pretty decent subdivision. Wasn't much going on in the neighborhood when we moved in. No neighborhood children to speak of until about 1990. Two boys moved in across the street, looked to be about 12 or 13. Twins, I think. Nice looking parents, too. Both had day jobs, I believe, which would have left the boys home together by themselves in the summertime. Leonard was quiet, always kept to himself. Always sitting out on the front porch with a book and headphones on. Can't really remember the other boy's name. It was something weird, I believe. Anyways, never saw much of him as he was always riding off on his bike to go hang out at the local arcade with his friends. They never spoke to me, and I never spoke to them. But there was always something strange about those boys. At night, I could look out my bedroom window and see each of their bedroom lights on at all times of the night. Loud music, weird noises coming from the house. Kept my Angie up most nights. She always wanted me to go over there and
tell him to keep it down.
Couldn't bring myself to do it. Just something weird, something eerie about that house. But I can't quite put my finger on it.